I'm visiting today with Logan Talam of the Up and Get It 4-H Club in Davison County. He's been a member for 8 years. Logan, thank you for visiting with us today. And needless to say, this has been a most unusual year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on 4-H activities. So how did the cancellation of numerous 4-H events impact you and your club?
So on the club level, we have not really been able to do in-person meetings and in-person community service projects and fundraisers. It really, I guess, impacts on how we participate in our community. And on a personal level, the cancellation of 4-H events is kind of sad, I guess. We don't really know what's coming up next. We don't know what our next project is going to be, and we always have to be on our toes for that. But I guess the cancellation of all these events has made us more aware of, and I guess not take anything for granted, but it definitely doesn't keep us motivated as well. But I guess that just reels us in and makes us realize that, you know, we have to see what our next event is, prepare, and hope for the best.
Well, even though you are unable to be involved with the club and other 4-H activities in person, what did you do to stay active?
To stay active, I just looked for so many opportunities I could, and I had to take them. So one way I did that was through State 4-H Legislature. It's a program that was just recently introduced into South Dakota 4-H, and I ran for Davison County State 4-H Legislature. We had a campaign event. We had to create a video for a campaign, a rat card, and I guess just doing what politicians do on a 4-H level and having civic engagement was just one way that we stayed active in 4-H and was a great use of the new program. Also, I'm a State 4-H ambassador, and my term was coming to a close, so I had different projects that I needed to finish with that term. So I had hosted a virtual event called Occupation Expedition. It was a career networking event that took a lot of time, and it definitely made me stay active in 4-H. And I also have livestock. I have a couple sheep I have to work, wash, do different things with every day, and also a goat to do the same thing, which takes a couple hours out. But it definitely helps me stay active in 4-H and motivated.
Logan, where did you seek answers to questions regarding your projects?
I looked to my advisors for my State 4-H ambassador work, so Hillary Reisner and Amber Erickson. They were great help for me for my 4-H events. They helped me come up with ideas, different ways to communicate with people, and just they really guided me along in this year in 4-H. And also, my parents are leaders of our club, and obviously I live with them, so I kind of have to ask them many different questions of what I can do in 4-H to stay active, and different ideas they gave me to, I guess, make a difference in 4-H.
At this point, the state fair is scheduled to go on as planned. Do you plan to participate, even if it's on a scaled-down level?
Yes, my family plans to show sheep, and then I also have a goat. That's going to keep us busy in the state fair. Obviously, it'll look a little bit different, but yes, we do plan to participate.
Logan, once we get past the pandemic, what's the first 4-H activity that you want to resume doing?
I definitely want to resume our club meetings. I really miss getting to meet with my club members every month, talking with them, talking about 4-H, and then updating each other on what we're doing to stay active. That's one thing that has been really hit hard in this pandemic was communication with each other, and I cannot wait to start that back up. And our regular community service projects that we do in person, I can't wait to start those up again.
Logan, one final question. You've been a member of 4-H for 8 years. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that there are so many opportunities in 4-H that it's a no-brainer to join. You can do civic engagement, agriculture, advocacy. You can do different leadership opportunities. There's so many pathways in 4-H you can take that it doesn't really matter what you're interested in. 4-H probably has it. And It's a great way for you to grow as a person, as a leader, and to make a difference in your community, your club, and I guess your state.
And my guest today is Logan Talam of the Up and Get It 4-H Club of Davison County. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.